Recording.
We all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all. Excellent. Hey, Ice is there. Everybody's there. This is excellent. We got a meeting. How you doing? This is awesome. Great seeing all these smiling faces here. All right. Roll call, please.
Mr. Alberta. Mr. Alberta.
He's muted, but he just needs to unmute.
Mr. Carlone.
Present.
Mr. Roche.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Ms. Mancini, right? Ms. Mancini, right? Sorazetti. Ms. Sorazetti. Patel?
Here.
Thank you. Bertoso? Mr. Santos?
Present.
And Ms. Simmons Derby?
Present.
We've got seven.
Okay, we have a quorum here. Excellent. Thank you, everyone, for showing up tonight. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Mr. Santos?
Just the addition on the 7.2.2 for the town clerk, the ROV reimbursement from prior year election on the expenses in the amount of $7,027.79. The transfer from the special working balance to a new line item.
Okay.
Do you repeat that amount again, Roberto, please?
Sure. $7,027.
Got it.
And 79 cents.
Thank you.
Okay. And then for the Derby Parks and Recreation, Roberto, can you add that, please?
Correct. We have the, give me a second there. I have it here in writing.
Mr. Santos, you can just include those transfers that were submitted in the document that has been distributed to the members and to the website dated today and received at 3:32 p.m. And we'll have Ms. Pitney just include it as part of the minutes, if that's easier.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Do I have a second for the rec center?
I'll second it, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
That would be for both transfers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. And then for 7.2.2 for tax, the town clerk too.
Yep.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Any other additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda? All right, hearing none, we'll go to number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Hearing none, we're gonna close the public portion. Unfinished business. 6.1 police, 6.1.1 transfer $5,400 from 3100-110-0007-0000 patrolman wages to 3100-270-0274-0000 physicals pre-employment screening. Can I have a motion?
Aye. Make a motion, Roberto.
Can I have a second?
Aye, Jennifer.
Jennifer, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 6.2, Senior Center. 6.2.1. Transfer $7,700 from 6800-250-0250-0000 transportation to 6800-460-0460-0000 building operations. Can I have a motion to accept?
I accept that, Jennifer.
Jennifer, can I have a second, please?
I'll second it, Chris.
Chris? Any discussion?
I just have one thing to say. She's getting a new stove, correct?
That is a refurbished, if I'm correct. But Dawn, if you want to step in there, you're on there. I'll give you.
The $7,700 is for the new one. That's what our executive board wanted and part of our elderly commission.
Okay.
Thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dawn. Any other questions?
So she is getting a brand new one, correct? I just wanted to clarify that.
Dawn, it's not a new one, it's a refurbished one, correct?
But was she not promised a new one?
The new one is $7,700. So if you're approving a transfer for $7,700, it will pay for the new one.
Okay, my correction, Dawn. I thought it was a refurbished. Well, so $77 is for a brand new one.
Yep, that's okay. Thank you.
Anything else, Jennifer?
I just want to make sure she's getting the brand new one, right? Because we could take it with us when we go, you know, to a different location.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so it is brand new.
They were going back and forth, so
All right, I just want to make sure because I'm on the elderly commission and we were promised it was going to be new.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Thank you. Fire department. I got Commissioner Parker on this one, but we're going to discuss this. So 6.3.1, transfer $25,000 from 2800-110-0110-000 tax collector to 3200-330-0334 equipment maintenance. Can I get a motion to accept? Then we're going to go into discussion on this.
Hi, Roberto.
Roberto, have a second. Ms. Patel, thank you. I'm going to turn this right over to the commissioner. Can you inform the board of what's going on with that, please?
Sure. First of all, thank you for the motion. The $25,000 from the tax office, that was initiated through the finance department. And that was about a month and a half or 2 months ago. We had a very severe problem with maintenance in our trucks. We had multiple vehicles, apparatus down, and we were in quite the dilemma for a period of time. And at the time, it was not looking like we would have funds available in the fire department budget to cover the expenses. Since that time, obviously, we're at the end of the budget year now, and after doing an assessment, you'll see there's another request for transfers below, and those are all interdepartment within the fire department. So that would cover our expenses that we have, with the exception of two recent ones that total about $6,500 that I don't have money to cover. So we could, you know, I would leave it to the board if we could take maybe a portion of that $25,000 and cover that $6,500 with the fire department transfers below, and that would bring the fire department clean for the end of the budget year.
So Gary, what's the exact number that you would need from that? $6,500 would cover it.
There's two invoices. They total $6,378.90. So I was rounding it up to 65, but $6,378.90 is the exact number.
Okay. So hearing this, so they're not gonna need the whole 25,000. If I can have a motion for that amount from the tax office to equipment maintenance and cover the fire department, or Mark, if you wanna give me a little.
I think somebody could make a motion to amend the previous motion to 6,500 instead of 25,000. And if the Roberto who made it accepts it as a friendly amendment.
Right.
I think he still needs the 25,000 in total.
No, but he's got the transfers coming up, Nance, from the fire department transfers. The commissioner was saying that covers that minus the 6,500 that they're going to need for a little bit more. Correct, Gary?
Correct. That's correct.
I would like to. Go ahead, Louise.
No, I'm saying he's already accounted for moving money in his other transfers.
Okay. He doesn't. Right. Yeah. Well, we're looking at to do a little bit less on that, Louise, though. So.
Okay. All right. So you'll give the new amounts then.
Well, that's what we're going to give you. So, Roberto, can you do a friendly amendment on that?
Gotcha.
This is Roberto. I would like to make an amendment on 6.3.1 transfer 6,500 from the 2800-110-0110-0000 tax collector to 3200-330-0334 equipment maintenance.
Okay, and the second was, I think Ms. Patel was on that. Do you accept that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Gareth, so you're good with that?
Yes, sir. I appreciate
the amendment.
Yeah, she approved the amendment. So Gareth, yep, so you're good?
I'm good, thank you very much.
You need to call the vote, Mr. Mayor.
No, I am. I just want to make sure we got enough
money. Oh yeah, no. Okay, no. I'm just.
I want to make sure the trucks are covered, so we got people responding. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
I'm in favor, Jennifer. But I just wonder, why aren't we taking it out of the special working balance and out of the tax collector's wages?
Nance, was there extra money in there because?
There was extra money in there that was allowable for that for $25,000. I'm at this point in time with what's going on at the end of the year with all the closing of the books. I wasn't sure what was available on the working balance, but I was certain it was available in the tax office.
And it's all going to get dropped down eventually. So
it's all going to go into the fund balance anyways at the end.
Any other questions?
I just want to make sure I got this clear. You're not moving 25,000, you're moving 6,500 only.
Yes, correct.
Okay, got it.
Got it.
Thank you for your feedback, Mr. Parker.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so once again, let's do the vote one more time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried, thank you. New business, celebration day 350. 7.1.1 transfer 1800 from 8400 390 0390 0000 working balance to 8200 250 0251 0000 celebrate Derby 350. Can I get a motion, please?
I make a motion, Roberto.
I have a second, please.
Patel.
Thank you, Ms. Patel. Any discussion?
Who's going to be in charge of the celebrate Derby 350? Just curious.
So we have a committee. So, I mean, it's going to go in there. Nothing can get done without, you know, authorization for, I mean, I know Jack Walsh is on it. I don't have the names right in front of me.
Ah, okay. But the committee for the Celebrate Derby 350.
Right.
They will negotiate the 1800 where it's going to be used for.
Absolutely.
No, okay. No. This 1800 is for the sign program, for the historic signs program.
Ah, okay.
So that's part of, okay, yeah. So it's part
unless,
of
the unless the finance office is saying different, but I understood this to be the
for the signs that were purchased?
I would just defer to the finance office, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it was.
Nance, that was it for the signs?
Pardon me, Mr. Mayor, I didn't hear you.
For the signs, that's what this 1800 is?
Correct.
Okay, sorry about that. All right.
No problem.
Thank you, Nancy.
I have a question. This is ISIS. Okay. Could you please explain what this actually is, like what type of event and a little bit about it, since I'm new to hearing about this?
Derby's going to be celebrating the 350th anniversary in 2025. And we are preparing for a big celebration. We purchased signs on certain buildings, acknowledging the historic background of the city. And we're in the process of going to be doing more, but it's going to be from, I think, Mark, you were on the 300th, right?
I'm on the sign committee.
But on the 300th, you were on one of the floats too, right? With me when I was St. Michael's.
Oh, the 300th.
So we did, you know, we had a big celebration, ISA. And so we're looking forward to doing this again. And we're starting now, seeing how it's going to be in a couple of years.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Town clerk, 7.2, transfer 7.2.1, transfer $301.54 from 8400-390-0390-000, working balance to 1300-280-0280-0000, education. Okay, I get a motion to accept.
Aye, Roberto.
Roberto, can I have a second?
Second, Jennifer.
Ben, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.2.2. Roberto, can you just say those numbers again for me? I know it's 7.27.
Move to add an item 7.2.2, town clerk /ROV, reimbursement for prior year election expenses in the amount of $7,027.79 to transfer from the special working balance to a new line item.
You got those numbers in front of you?
No.
Okay. All right. Can I have a second?
My second, Jennifer.
All right. Discussion. Can we just get those numbers and maybe we can get them to Louise so should those line item numbers will be in?
I just got those numbers yesterday, so I'm not really familiar with it. And I was going to discuss it with the auditor before I made any decision as to even put it on the agenda.
Okay, but the line item numbers that
they don't exist yet.
Oh, they don't exist. Okay. All right. So we have a motion and a second. We will work on that through the finance department. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.3, fire department. 7.3.1, transfer $1,600 from 3200-230-0231, Yankee Gas, to 3200-230-0233, Comcast. Do you have a motion to accept?
Aye, Roberto.
Have a second?
Second, Chris.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carry 7.3.2, transfer $600 from 3200-230-0231 Yankee Gas to 3200-230-0232 Water. Can I have a motion to accept?
I accept.
Jen, can I have a second?
Patel,
any discussion? All in favor? Opposed. So 7.3.3, transfer $4,050 from 3200-310-0310 computer expenses to 3200-330-0335 radio maintenance. Can I have a motion to accept?
Aye, Roberto.
Have a second?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.3.5 transfer, 14,000 from 3,200.
I do apologize, Mr. Mayor. We got 7.3.4.
Oh, did I miss that? I'm sorry. I missed that one. Yeah. All right. I checked it off my mistakes. 7.3.4 transfer, 4,500 from 3,200, 230, 0231 Yankee Gas to 3,200, 330, 0334 equipment maintenance. Can I have a motion to accept?
Aye, Roberto.
Have a second?
Isa.
Thank you, Isa. Any discussion?
I just have one question. Mr. Parker, you're still on here, I see. Seems like we had extra money for the Yankee Gas. Is this just money that was left over or what?
It just wasn't used yet. The Yankee Gas, the I think the original appropriation in that account is around $30,000 or $35,000. And that's been consistent every year for as long as I can remember. And it's just, you know, some years we just don't use it all. And this is one of those years.
Yeah, okay.
May I address that? The bills for May and June have not been paid yet. They're just coming into the office now. Those line items will probably be over budget if you take the money out of there, which is fine. We'll just have to meet again to do more transfers.
Well, let's not do that.
Pardon me?
What was that, Chris?
No, I then why are we going to transfer money? Can we find it from somewhere else?
Well, that's why I was taking it out of the tax office.
So the Yankee Gas, I've seen about four bills this year from Yankee Gas that I've seen. The rest of the payments have gone out of directly through the finance department. The last bills that I saw that were paid were through May for both Spark Energy and Yankee Gas.
We just got the May bills.
I just approved the payment on them.
That's a payment that's being paid out in May for April.
No, the service dates were through May.
Through a portion of May, not the full month of May. I totally agree with you. You're going to probably be under budget anyways, but it's something that we may have to consider going back to reissue or go over again.
Okay. All right. Any more discussion?
No, thank you, Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. So that was 7.3.5 transfer 14,000 from 3,200 270 0272 physicals to 3,200 330-0334 equipment maintenance. I have a motion to accept.
I make a motion to accept.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
Thank you, motion, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Any discussion?
Mr. Parker, I have a question on that. Is that the physicals that we haven't hired anybody new that the physical monies have not been used for?
The physicals are they go throughout the course of the year. So yes, you're correct. We give them to all new members, but we also service all of our existing members as well. And they're on a sliding scale depending on their age. Some go every year, some go every other year, some go every 3 years, depending on age level. So we were on a light schedule this year for the recertifications for the physicals, and that's why I expect in the next 6 months in the new budget we'll be picking up the pace on that. I don't anticipate a surplus in next year's budget.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Parker.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried 7.3.6, transfer 4,000 from 3,200, 460, 0464, turnout gear repair to 3,200, 330, 0334, equipment maintenance. Can I have a motion to accept?
Motion, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Can I have a second?
Roberto.
Thank you, Roberto. Second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We carried 7.3.7, transfer 3,000 from 3,200, 280, 0280 education to 3,200, 330, 0334 equipment maintenance. Can I have a motion to accept?
Roberto.
Can I have a second?
Mike.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.3.8, transfer 2,500 from 3,200, 330, 0332, building maintenance to 3,200, 330, 0334, equipment maintenance. Can I have a motion to accept?
Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Second.
Roberto.
Thank you, Roberto. Any discussion?
I just have a question. Are we now squared with Tracy's garage? Are they paid off?
With everything you did tonight, they will be, yes.
Okay.
For everything we, you know, we start again after the first year with routine maintenance, and we always start again. If I could just ask the board, the Endeavor One suggestion that in the new budget, if there's any, and I know how tight money is, believe me, but if there's any room to roll any funds over into some type of special working balance, for maintenance, because I foresee our fire department fleet is old. We need to purchase new vehicles, and until that happens, and that's not gonna, if we ordered one tomorrow, we'd not be here for 2 years. So we need to address just anticipate future problems. Our rigs are old, and they're running a lot. We've had a lot of fire activity in this year to date from January alone, both in Derby and Mutual Aid to other towns, and other towns coming to us. There was a period of time where we borrowed, just recently, within the last month, borrowed an engine from the Shelton Fire Department to because we had three of ours were down. And we had to provide coverage. So thank you to Shelton Fire Department and Chief Jones over there for offering that apparatus. But this is our situation, and believe me, we're not breaking these things on purpose, but they are doing what they're meant to do, and you know, just respond to fires and they get work.
You're doing a great job, Chief. All right,
thank you. Thank you. I'll get off the bandstand, but thank you.
Just hang in there. So any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And Commissioner, I just want to commend you for finding the money in the budget to take care of this maintenance problem. I know it's in, like Jen mentioned, Mike Tracy's garage, really they're a great asset to the city, where they kind of carry us sometimes, which we need to meet more often so we can, you know, pay these guys that are taking care of our fleet, that are taking care of us. So Commissioner, tell everybody, great job, especially the Tracy's garage, that we appreciate their support.
Appreciate you that. Thank you very much. And thank you to all the board members as well.
Likewise, Mr. Parker, please.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to go to 7.4, the library. 7.4.1, transfer $131 from line item 5500, 110, 113, 0113, custodian to line item 5500, 220, 0220, 0000, children's librarian. Have a motion to accept.
Hi, Roberto.
Have a second, please.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.4.2, transfer 3,000 from line item 5,500, 110, 113, 0113 custodian to line item 5,500, 180, 0180, 0000 materials adult. Have a motion to accept.
I make a motion to accept.
Thank you, Roberto. Anybody on a second?
Mike.
Mike, thank you, sir. Any discussion?
Is anybody from the library on the call, Mr. Mayor?
I do not see. I do not see him.
I'm just curious because we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 line items taking money from the custodians and putting it somewhere else. Who's taking care of the maintenance or the cleaning of them?
They just hired a new custodian. They were short a custodian. I think they just hired a female custodian last week or the week before. So I know they were down one.
I'm just curious that we're taking money from the custodian and they just hired somebody?
Right, because the funds weren't being used, correct, Nance?
Yes, we did not pay out the custodian.
Oh, because okay.
The position was vacant and it was budgeted for. There's plenty of funds left to pay the custodian for the rest of the year.
You got it. Okay. Thank you, Nancy, for clarifying.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.4.3, transfer $2,000 from line item 5,500, 110, 113, 0113, custodian to line item 5,500, 180, 0181. 0000 materials, children. I have a motion to accept.
Hi, Roberto.
I have a second.
Mike.
Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right, so carried. 7.4.4, transfer 1,800 from line item 5,500, 110, 113, 0113, custodian to line item 5,500, 270, 0270, 0000, miscellaneous. Can I have a motion to accept?
Make a motion, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Can I have a second?
Mike.
Mike, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.4.5, transfer 3,500 from line item 5,500, 110, 113, 0113, custodian to line item 5,500, 350, 0350, repairs and maintenance. Can I have a motion to accept?
Mike.
Can I have a second?
Roberto.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.5. Rec. So from line item 51. So 7.5. So I guess I gotta go with him. 7.51. 5.2. Excuse me, 1 second. All right, and then 7.5. I'm going to go from the top lines down. 7.5.1 from line item 5,100, 270, 0278, Whitten Park, $500 to 5,100, 330, 0331, building and field supplies. Can I have a motion to accept?
Aye.
Have a second. That was Roberto.
Yes, Roberto. Do apologize.
Yep, no problem. So I have a second, please.
Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer. Any discussion?
Is there something like $10,000 going into the building and field supplies? That's for Payton Park, or what's it go for?
I didn't catch that, Chris.
I'm sorry. Where does the building the building and field supplies, where does that go to? Hayden Park, or does it go to one of the other fields?
You know, Demo came in this morning. He apologized that he forgot the meeting was tonight. I know he said he had about whatever this expenditure is here between WB Mason and line painting. He's had, you know, he's got bills that he needs to pay. So what this adds up to, that's so
it's like $10,000.
And I
think like 3 months ago, we gave him another $5,000 or something for field and building maintenance. I just don't,
I just wanted
to know what it's for.
Can I interject?
Yeah, absolutely.
He did a transfer to building maintenance, and unfortunately their water heater, which cost $6,800 to replace, unexpectedly burst. It was an emergency repair, and he ended up having to use those funds to replace that.
From where did that
break? That was over
at the swimming pool over Fifth there.
Street, at the pool house.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So it was at Fifth Street.
Yep.
But that was unexpected, and he worked his best to get everything done. So for him, even though he's not on here.
And that's, I'll tell you what worked out with that is that Dennis bought the water heater in Fields, or what the facilities for the Board of Ed repaired it. So, I mean, they worked good with us on that.
They teamworked on that one.
It definitely did. Forgot about that. So these are from what he told me, Nancy, if you remember, I know it was like line painting.
These are basically the transfers that he originally requested, but because he had to use that money to repair the water heater unexpectedly, he's asking for it again.
And then these are other, like WB Mason, I know he said, and there was line painting and there was other suppliers that he has.
Correct.
Yeah, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, that we're more focused on that the monies will be used for the building and fields other than paid in house because of the fact that it's being supported by other finances.
Yeah, we're hoping. Yeah.
Our expenses to Peyton Fieldhouse are very limited. And as a matter of fact, from what I understand at the Board of Aldermen meeting last time, the woman that actually put the funds up for Peyton Fieldhouse is looking to actually help us out with raising money on fundraising, like event planning and stuff like that. So, you know, she's stepping in again.
Nice. That's very good. One more quick question about Peyton Park. I believe we put a line item in there for the future for repairing fields for when, you know, every 10 years, I guess you have to rip up the turf and redo it, or so often, I'm not sure about 10 years, but however many years it was, is there money going into a line item for that?
You're correct on every 10 years it has to be replaced. We have not at this point started to put reserves into that. We talked to the Valley Community Foundation to see if we can do some fundraising and to try to put something in there, but we're going to need something soon.
Just to start. I mean, because it's been 3 years now, right, since we've had it?
Right.
Or at least
you're
two.
Absolutely right.
So,
you're absolutely right, Chris, because let me tell you.
It's coming up quick.
Absolutely. We're looking at probably $1 million to do both fields. So.
Right.
I mean, we're lucky we got a fund balance right now. So, all right. So,
any more discussion? I
know, exactly. So, any more discussion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. From 5200 390 0014, Peyton Fire Burglary Alarms, $2,000 to 5100-330-0331, Building and Field Supplies. Can I have a motion to accept?
I make a motion to accept, Roberto.
Thank you, Roberto. Second?
Mike,
thank you, sir. Any discussion?
I do have one question there, yep. Mr. Mayor. I see that it's coming from Peyton Fire and Burglary.
Yes.
I'm just got a curious question. It's okay to take money from the Peyton field.
It's all part of their rec centers overseeing all that.
Ah, okay.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, they renegotiated the contract with the fire and burglary, which reduced the cost.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 5200-110-0112, attendant $1,000 to 5100-330-0331, building and field supplies. Have a motion to accept.
Aye, Roberto.
Second.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.5.4 from 5200-390-0007. Gas Payton, $2,000 to 5100-330-0331, building and field supplies. Have a motion to accept.
Aye, Roberto.
Have a second.
Patel.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? So carried. From 5200-390-0001, exercise room $500 to 5100-330-0331, building and field supplies. Have a motion to accept.
Mike.
Second.
Roberto.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So carried. Opposed? So carried. 7.5.6 from 5100-110-0. I don't know if this probably is wrong. 014 lifeguards. Nance, we're going to have to probably check that one.
I'll have to verify it in the morning. I cannot get gems on my system tonight.
Okay. But it's a lifeguard account. We will correct that and get that to Louise. To 5100-330-0331, building and supplies. Have a motion to accept.
Aye, Roberto.
Have a second, please.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. 7.5.7. From 5100-110-0111, supervisors, $2,000 to 5100-330-331, buildings and supplies. Can I have a motion to accept, please?
Hi, Roberto.
Second.
Patel.
Thank you, Ms. Patel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Number 8, adjournment.
Question, what is our next meeting will be the end of towards the last Tuesday in July?
It should be.
Right. Okay. That's what, anybody got the date on that?
That's going to be the big push.
Yeah.
Is that the 20th?
We'll send it back out, make sure everybody's got that special date. First of all, second
date, Mr. Mayor, the date for the next meeting is would be the 25th.
Thank you, Mark. July 25th is the next meeting.
Okay.
Just to remind everybody to make some advanced planning, because that'll be the start of the new budget with some other transfers potentially that will be happening.
And if we know we can't have a quorum for that, then we should.
Yeah, if anybody's on vacation, please let us know. And listen, I really appreciate everybody here tonight. You can't.
And also, I'm sorry, just for clarification on line item 7.5, I mean, on agenda item number 7.5.6, the line item lifeguards is 5100-110-0114.
114. Okay. You got that, Louise?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. And once again, thank you for everybody showing up tonight.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Mike.
Just a quick question. I know we're getting to the end of June, heading into July. This is actually for Nancy. Just wondering where we are on the audit and when we expect to close the books on this budget before moving into the next budget.
I am planning on having our auditor in at the beginning of next week to set up preliminary schedules and get their preliminary work started for the prior look back. I'm hoping to have them in and out by the end of September. It's wishful thinking, but I think John's on board with it. I don't want to fight with tax season next year again.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's better to be proactive and get that done as soon as possible before the December 31st update.
And Mike, also, Mike, Nancy's been working with Robbie over at Board of Ed. And I think things have been really ahead of schedule from what they've been.
Okay. And yeah. Last year's audit is said and done?
Yes.
Okay. It is finalized. The audit reports will be distributed at the next meeting.
Okay.
I have a question. This is Isa. So when do the new, because I know I was appointed, right? And everyone got elected, right? Do I have to do something to get elected in July to continue? Because I would like to continue.
Yes. Yeah, you got to get reelected. And I don't know if did Gino get in touch with you yet, but we can.
He did. He said July. I just wanted to ask you guys just to follow up. Stay in contact with him. And
yes,
then...
absolutely. Okay. Yep.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right, so we had a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
No, we don't.
Who's the second?
We don't have the motion. I got Roberto. We don't have a second.
Who's the second?
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Chris. All in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you, all of you, for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great
day. Happy 4th.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
6:50 p.m.